Welcome to the OBX Fishcast. We do this program every Friday, covering Outer Banks fishing and much more. We'll be talking to Captain Marty Brill for a fishing report, get an update on how the fishing's been out of the Oregon Inlet Fishing Center. It's really been picking up of late. And we'll hear from Tony Lombardi with WalkingAngler.com, as well as a contributor to Captain Marty's Saturday extended edition of The Other Side of Fishing, which is heard on Beach 104 and 94.5 WCMS. Tony's going to be talking pier fishing. Let's start with the captain. Captain Marty has filed his fishing report for Friday.
Well, good morning. Happy Friday to everybody. And really great news. We did have a few boats get out of Hatteras yesterday and picked up right where they left off. Really pretty good catches of dolphin or mahi, including a few limits. They had a few blackfin tuna. There was a wahoo or two caught down there. And fishing, I think most everybody was pretty happy with what they found, as were the fleet out of Oregon Inlet did well yesterday. And there was a pretty good billfish bite for the very few boats that went up in the upper area, the northern part of that area, and caught some billfish. I saw six or seven on the Sea Toy and several boats with three or four, and you know what? That's not bad for this time of year. This is truly the billfish time for the Oregon Inlet fleet. But there also were limits of dolphin, pretty catches. The dolphin I saw, the smoker, had a beautiful catch. He, by the way, ices his fish down and preserves them the best of anybody in the fleet, since it looked like they came just right out of the water. But nice fat baler dolphin or mahi, whatever you want to call them. Then we had a few nice big yellowfins yesterday and some blackfin tuna, too, to go with the catches. Then it got interesting. Back in closer to the beach, there were some big drum caught and released, four on one boat. And then we had Spanish mackerel. We had some bluefish. We even had some of the guys doing a little bit of bottom fishing there catching speckled trout. They caught some black drums, sheephead. So good variety there. And along the beaches, we still are holding right now with the predominant thing is small puppy drum. I guess all puppy drum are small, or they wouldn't be called puppy. They would be called dog drum. No, anyway, they ended up catching quite a few puppy drum, and then they also had a few Spanish mackerel and bluefish along the beach and on the piers. A croaker or spot were caught, and as the weekend gets upon us here, I think we're going to see more of the Hatteras fleet out. And we'll get back in the sound, do a little bit of fishing, and look for those big drum. So that's my fish report for you on this Friday morning.
Michaela is at the update desk of the Oregon Inlet Fishing Center. Looks like the fishing was pretty good yesterday.
So everybody had limits of dolphin, blackfin. We had some sailfish releases and blue marlin releases and some tuna, wahoo, everything. So, but like you said, it was the dolphin that was the meat fish yesterday.
Big numbers. Now, what else is happening in the world of fishing?
So the nearshore guys got tons of Spanish mackerel, bluefish, triggerfish also, and some sheephead and black drum and still the red drum. The inshore guys got still some speckled trout, limits of speckled trout, good sizes too. Also some Spanish mackerel and bluefish and, again, red drum.
And what about Miss Oregon Inlet?
So she is full this morning going out at 8 a.m., and she has options tomorrow to go out at 8 a.m. as well. After tomorrow, her next trip she'll take is Monday morning at 8.
Heard they're reeling in some big sea mullet on Miss Oregon Inlet.
Yeah, sea mullet, speckled trout, croaker, pinfish, pigfish, everything.
And the safari dolphin tour, y'all are still doing that, right?
Yes. So the options are for five times a day, 7:30, 10, 12:30, 3, and then 5:30 sundown. So any are available, but we have to have a minimum of 8 or 9 people to go.
What time are you expecting the offshore boats back?
Anytime between about 3:30 and 4:30.
And that website and telephone number, Michaela?
They can get us at oregon-inlet.com or 252-441-6301.
This is the OBX Fishcast. We do this thing every Friday. We drop a new episode. Tony Lombardi, WalkingAngler.com, and contributor to Captain Marty's extended edition of The Other Side of Fishing each Saturday from 6:30 to 8:30 in the morning, is with us right now. And Tony, we're talking pier fishing basics.
Absolutely. Well, the weather has really improved over the last couple of days. And, you know, we're just a couple of days from fall. So, you know, pier fishing is probably on a lot of people's minds. You know, fishing on one of the seven Outer Banks piers is really safe and enjoyable for the entire family. So that's a great place to take, you know, just take the kids. Most piers have ample parking. There are plenty of tackle supplies and food and beverages. They also rent equipment, and they supply you with just about everything you need to fish. Not only that, they have professionals who can help you with any of your fishing questions. Now, the other benefit about fishing on a pier is you don't need a license. So they have a blanket license. Now, when I fish on a fishing pier, there are four things that I usually recommend that anglers do before they arrive at the pier. And the four things are homework, observe, ask, and try. So let's start with number one, homework. Is researching the most recent activity in the area. Is the pier the place to go? Is it the surf or the bridge? So you really want to know what's being caught on that pier. And again, we have seven, so there's lots of options to choose from. You know, your findings might include, you know, what's been caught recently on that particular pier. You know, what are they using for bait? Where's the best action? Is it up close? Is it mid-range? Is it near the end? And do you have the proper gear and the rigging? You know, once we get into the fall, you know, all bets are off. We start changing up from light gear. We start getting into a little bit more heavy, medium-heavy gear. You know, what are the tides? What are the weather conditions? Is it sunny? Is it going to be cloudy? You know, and the tides, you know, we need to look at the tides. What, you know, what direction are they going? Are they falling or are they incoming? You know, there's so many considerations that both the pier staff and the tackle shop can help you with that, you know, maybe you won't think of yourself. So, you know, the homework is probably one of the more important parts of basic pier fishing. Now, the next part is observe. Then you want to watch what other anglers are doing. You know, are they casting farther out and retrieving in? Are they just dropping the line? Is the retrieve variable? Do they let it sit for a couple of minutes? You want to see what they're doing. What type of gear are they using? Are they using heavy? Maybe they're using some light gear if they're fishing up close. What type of rig or bait? There's so many different types of bait that are out there, all the way from shrimp to sand fleas, fish bites, and cut bait. You want to spend a couple of minutes observing what they're doing, and that can save a lot of time and avoid what I call that learning curve. The next is ask. You know what are the anglers doing? What are they catching? What type of bait or the rigs are they using? You know, that's probably one of the best secrets from an angler on a pier. They catch a fish, and they don't want you to see what they're using. But a lot of anglers on the pier are going to be, you know, they'll be helpful. They want to show you, you know, what they're doing. And your best bet for success is really to copy what others are doing just to get your, you know, as I say, feet wet. The next step is try. Try is the final step. Try out the information that you received. Work the pier in some type of order. I always like to start on one side, typically up close, and I work my way out to the deeper water. You know, each time I move, I watch other anglers, see what they're doing. Then I follow to the end of the pier. You know, and then I may switch to the other side, or I may just start over on the close end. It's just variable. Just you have to just look and see what others are doing to see where they're catching the fish. And don't be afraid to move. I mean, the fishing pier, some of them are 600, 700, 800 feet long, and there's plenty of opportunity to try all levels of water. So the key to success fishing on a pier is moving around to find the fish. If you don't catch something right away or after a couple of minutes, Jody, you know, I might wait, you know, 5 or 10 minutes and see if I can get something. I move. And I might move, again, back both in and out on the pier itself. So there's many reasons why you're not going to be successful on a fishing pier. but none more damaging than using dead bait. What do I mean by dead bait? It's bait that's days old. It's allowed to sit in the sun and cook. Fish don't like to eat cooked shrimp. Especially dried air or stale bait will turn off fish really quickly. So you want to keep your bait in the shade, or better yet, you want to keep it in the cooler. Now, remember, fresh bait has a natural scent, and it catches more fish. So when using fresh bait, always buy the best, either eating shrimp or squid or bloodworms. And the other thing that I use, I'll always get some type of scent. Now, Gulp has a scent, and Procure has a scent. I like to add some type of scent to all my baits, and that kind of enhances the smell in the water. Now, we're talking about basic pier fishing techniques, so proper gear and equipment for various seasons can mean the difference between success and failure. Sometimes we want to use medium to heavy gear in the spring and the fall, and we want to use lighter gear in the summer. So now we're getting into the fall season, so we want to get a little more stout in our equipment. A variety of sinkers will hold the bottom, so we want to make sure we have plenty of those. Angler safety is also imperative, and now we're getting into the fall weather. You don't want to dress for the conditions. You know, one in the morning it may be warm and sunny, and it get cloud cover, and it starts getting cool as we get late in the day. So we want to make sure we dress for the conditions. Sunscreen is needed year round. We want to make sure that we put that on. Bring in plenty of foods and snacks. Make for an enjoyable day, especially with kids. A cooler with plenty of ice to keep your fish in if you plan to harvest them. Now, another term that's being tossed around is to try CPR. I know in the medical field, when I was a paramedic, we use that term for a condition, but it's catch, photo, and release.
Now, Tony, what about when you do this? I mean, you want to catch, photo, and release in a way that's actually beneficial for the fish. You don't want the fish to be suffering through catch, photo, and release just to kick the bucket literally.
Absolutely.
Right after that.
Absolutely. Well, when you bring a fish in, you want to try to keep it out of the water the minimum amount of time. Plus, if you're holding a fish, they have a slime and scales on them that protect them from bacteria, from being sick. So you want to handle them with wet hands, or I try not to use a wet towel, but something that's not going to be abrasive to them. And just like you and I, how long can we hold our breath?
Right.
And we need to get those fish back in the water. So if you're going to get a picture, you want to catch it, you want to photo it, and you want to release it as quickly as possible. So, Jordy, pier fishing in the fall is really simple. It's great for the family. It's really inexpensive. And it's really something that everybody should try when they're on vacation.
And, of course, be careful, especially if you get a few blues running through there. People start doing a lot of casting around. You don't want to take one in the neck, do you?
Exactly. You want to watch where you're casting and just be cognizant of your surroundings.
And then also, a lot of piers, you can only take so many rods. There's a 3-rod limit on a lot of them.
Yes, there's a lot of piers that limit the number of rods you can take. And you want to try to adhere to that because, if you've got 100 people on the pier and you've got, everybody's got 5 or 6 rods, it kind of makes it a little bit difficult, fishing on the railing.
No doubt about it. Tony Lombardi from WalkingAngler.com. Check out his articles and reports and updates on that site. And catch Tony each Saturday morning with Captain Marty right here on Beach 104, 94.5 WCMS from 6:30 to 8:30. Tony, thanks for dropping by.
Thanks, Jody. Have a good day.
That's going to do it for today's OBX Fishcast. Thanks to all my guests, and thanks to you for dropping by. Make sure you share it with a friend. I'm Jody O'Donnell.